The following programming is sponsored by Mancini Media. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
This is Liberty Bell Smack with your hosts, Mark Mancini, Marianne Castello, and Danielle Orsino. Talking sports, entertainment, and hot topics. Let's get the conversation started on Liberty Bell Smack, right here, right now. And you are listening to Liberty Bell Smack, Halloween edition. And that's right. If you could find us five ways, whichever works best for you right now on WWDBM Talk 860. If you can't tune in there and out of Philadelphia, no worries. We have you covered at HD2 radio station 97.5. Or you could download the radio app, WWDB radio app, to listen to us anytime, anywhere. Or you could go to the WWDBAM.com and click listen live. And better yet, you can call to listen or even talk to us tonight at 888-329-3306. And I'm going to tell you this witch right here. I have a dynamic presence in the realm of holistic health and wellness, serving as a board certified holistic health practitioner and a licensed massage therapist. Beyond my clinical practice, I remain a prominent figure in media, hosting my own TV and radio shows. And as a motivational speaker, I'm a best-selling, award-winning, and critically acclaimed author from the Los Angeles Tribune. And I'm passionate about music and currently touring the world with Nectar. That's the legendary rock band. And enough about me. Wait till you see our co-host. With a string of awards under her belt, she's a celebrated fantasy novelist who dreams of crafting immersive realms for her audience. Her compelling word weaving pays homage to a multitude of personal muses, from Chris Claremont and George Perez to Anne Rice, Jim Henson, and Wonder Woman. She currently resides in the Vale with her pups, Carlos and Penelope, who you might hear from this evening. Writing, cosplaying, ignoring the real world, watching football, practicing martial arts, and now all dressed up in costume. Let's welcome our host, Danielle Orsino.
Pardon, I'm here. I'm all horned out. There he is. He let me out tonight. I broke out of Arkham. Budden's over there. Bud and Lou are in the back. And I figured I'd come along and say hi.
Well, oh, hi. I have to tell our listeners, if you're just listening, that's one thing. But we even have our chosen producer, Tyler. He's in costume too. And if you want to see those, you can go to the WWDB Facebook page or to the Liberty Bell Smack Facebook page. Because tonight we want you to call in and we can have some Halloween trivia. I think that might be some fun. Ooh. Maybe win a couple prizes here. And you could do that by calling to talk to us at 888-329-3306. Again, it's 888-329-3306. Now, you're so dressed up beautifully. I want you to know, do you know where does the word Halloween come from?
Halloween. I have no idea. Sleepy Hollow? I don't know.
It's a good guess. Good guess. The evening before All Saints Day, which is tomorrow, November 1st, was called All Hallows Eve, which eventually became Halloween. So there you have it. A little scary, right?
A little scary, yeah. I could see that, you know. I don't know. It's just about getting candy when I was a kid. I didn't care about anything else.
Well, we have to sit there, and I have a question for you, Miss Cosplay. Ooh. Okay. And I don't know if you'll know this or not. Might not have nothing to do with cosplay, but it's just fun dressing up. What was the first historical appearance of the vampire Count Dracula?
Historical, like Vlad the Impaler showing up kind of thing, or Count Dracula, the vampire theatrical, like
He showed kind of up in a gothic horror novel.
Ooh, okay. So the gothic horror novel. But I'm thinking of also Nosferatu as the first like depiction movie style of a vampire.
Well, I could tell you this. His first historical appearance was in Bram Stoker's 1897.
Okay, so the Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Yeah, gothic horror novel Dracula. And Stoker created the character through its popular belief that the vampire was at least somewhat based on Vlad the Impaler. Did you know that?
Vlad, there you go again.
I would have no idea.
I think they just dug up I just read something where they dug up a body of a woman and like buried as a vampire, like crosses and chains around her, stake through it, all of that stuff. They just dug, that was just an article I read about too.
Wow. Well, yeah. I have to tell you, you look absolutely stunning in your costume. So we have to tell our listeners, how long did it take you to do that makeup on your face? It is unbelievable, folks.
Harley takes a little while. Harley's my favorite, but she takes a little while. This is part Injustice Harley, part Arkham. So I kind of take the two games and mash them a little bit. The back of my jacket has the bat signal and all that stuff from Injustice, but this is the Injustice one. Yeah, this isn't Kill the Justice League. This is the second one. But yeah, she takes a little while. I use Sunrise Foundation.
Okay.
That gets it going. And then from there, there's about 3 strobing powders I use to set it.
Wow.
And then, yeah. And then we go in and contour. After that, we do the eyes, which is just layers of black. And then a cold pencil. Then the lips. And the lips take me forever because they smudge. They do all this other stuff. The lips are always like the touch-up thing.
Right.
Then we got to set it all with spray and, you know, I shellac myself, braid the hair. And then before I put the wig on, I have to get in the corset because once it's all on, I can't bend down.
Right.
So I got to pour myself in. And then the mask goes on first and then the wig because the pigtails come off. So they're last. So I get the wig on and then I decide where I'm going to put the pigtails.
Right.
And then I go, unless I'm Jester, if I'm animated, Batman, the animated series, Harley, then I'm in a Jester outfit and everything goes on in one shot, except for the headpiece. I have to wait, let everything dry and then put the hood on and then get my hair all underneath it. So it just depends. And then I got to grab the mallet and the mallet weighs a lot. You know, I like the cork gun better. It's easier to carry this around. Mallet, you know, I made the mallet and I didn't think when I made it, I used a big Quaker Oats oatmeal container to make the mallet.
Right.
And I filled it with some sand to give it a little weight. And I just didn't think about, oh, I have to carry this around a con. And I'm like, I really should have thought about that. You know, it was just not one of my brightest moves because I was like, oh, I'm going to be authentic, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, that was dumb. So I tend not to do a lot of Jester Harley. Also, the onesie's hot. It's very, very warm in that onesie.
It looks it. I have to admit that to you.
It's really warm. This, I can at least take a layer off. I can take the jacket off, something like that. So I have like 4 different versions of Harley. But yeah, the Joker or, you know, Jester Harley from Batman, the animated series. I have roller skates sometimes that I do with her. So it depends. That one, you know, I only bring that one out on special occasion. But it takes a little, you know, it takes about a good 2 hours to get her ready to go.
I was just going to ask you, how long does that take? Because that looks like it takes a while.
She takes a little bit of time. She does take a little bit of time, but she's been worth it. Like I said, I've met Momoa in this outfit, in a Harley outfit. So, and this outfit, I met Dan Jurgens in from Superman. He's written Superman. He's written Harley. I was walking by him. He actually stopped me to say this was one of the best Harleys he's ever seen. And I was so in shock that I was like, wow, that's such a compliment coming from you. He turned around. He goes, I know. Big compliment coming from me. And I was like, darn, man. Okay. And I was just like, wow. He's like, no, seriously. He's like, drawn or written. He's like, I've drawn Harley a million times. He's like, one of the best ones I've ever seen. And I was just like, dude, high five. And I looked at my friend. I was like, and I'm done. I can die now. Like, that's all a cosplayer ever wants to hear is when a creator or somebody who's drawn that character a lot says, perfection, chef's kiss, like, you're good. You're just like, and I'm never going to do it again because I'll screw it up after this. Done.
It's fantastic. And for you folks who are listening in, if you want to see her costume and this makeup and see Tyler, our chosen producer, he's looking kind of cute right there. And myself, I have my little props behind me. I have like actual Halloween cookies. Like, they're little pumpkins that if you go on to Facebook Live and see us on the WWDB page or Liberty Bell Smack page, you can see everything we have right now. I'm refraining from eating these on air. Could you only imagine what this would sound like?
Oh, I would love a Musketeer bar or a Snickers peanut butter bar right now.
What I really wanted to do is I was really trying to find, and it didn't come in time, Pop Rocks. Because for Halloween, I wanted to put them, and I was going to send some to you and some to Tyler so we could put them in our mouth all at the same time and see what they sound like over the airwaves. But it didn't come.
Oh, you would have killed us.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really great audio.
Well, it just was one of those things, you know. It's so
good. Oh, we got to do that. We have to do that one day.
So wait, I think it's something in the future.
Remind me, did either of you try the new Coke Oreos that they put out like a few months back?
No, I just saw it in the store though.
There's Pop Rocks in that.
Yes. You were talking about that.
He mentioned that, yes. And I couldn't find them because I looked everywhere and I could not find them because you have my interest piqued, Tyler. He comes up with some things.
I bet you we could find them on Amazon. Amazon has everything. I bet you we could find it there.
Might take a day or two.
Not that we're supporting Amazon or they're sponsoring. They got to call us. They want to sponsor us.
Right.
But I'm sure we could find it there.
I'm sure that we can. I think it would be a lot of fun. I am going to do this, though, and get this out of the way for all of our ghouls and goblins out there. We always have a telethon here, a telethon where we try to raise money. Because if you want to keep Liberty Bell Smack on the air and us ladies and Tyler, we do need your help because without our listeners, we would not be able to have this show. So right now, we're $20 to $25 pledge. If you want to do that, what are they going to get from you, Danielle?
I'm going to show up like this. No, I'm kidding. Harley's coming. They're going to get my novella, which, by the way, has been on Amazon's top 100 list all week. Just going to say. So, Danius and Jaden, you get that autographed to you. And I will throw in From the Ashes, the audiobook, which has another novella on it. So I'll give you two. I will give you the physical book, and I will give you the Audible version. You just have to give me your email, and I will gift it to you. I'm being nice. It's only a Halloween. You're only getting this for Halloween now, people. Just Halloween. That's it. After this week's over, no bueno. No, not happening. No good.
I have to tell you, that is really good. And for us and all of you ghouls and goblins who need to get your life back into perfect harmony after today and all the sugar and everything else you're probably going to eat, you can get a copy of the Extreme Chakra Cleansing for a Supercharged Life DVD where you can learn how to meditate with your eyes open. And you don't have to do it over a cauldron. You can actually sit comfortably and do that and get yourself charged up. So I will gladly autograph this to you and send it out to you for every day of the year. You can supercharge one chakra or listen to the whole thing and do all of the chakras at once. Entirely up to you. Now, how do you make your pledge? Very easy. You can call us at 888-329-3306. Or you can direct message Danielle Orsino or Marianne Costello and even Mark Mancini, who, by the way, we have to discuss here. He's missing. Now, I think he was coming as the Invisible Man. I'm starting to wonder.
Oh, great costume. He nailed it.
He completely nailed it, which I think is great. But anybody see him? Because I don't even see a box for him on the Zoom. Do you?
Well, he's the invisible man. He wouldn't even get a box because even his box would be invisible.
Does that mean you can't hear him speak if he's invisible?
Well, like on the Kevin Bacon movie, he was in all the bandages, so now you can even hear him speak in the beginning. You have to take all the bandages off. So maybe he's still on that stage.
So, Mr. Mancini, can we hear your appearance today on Liberty Bell Smack Halloween edition? Silence. Silence. Yep. Total we silence.
We win.
He's not here. His costume is so great that I've never seen anybody be able to do this. But if I feel his presence floating around me, I'm going to let you know if I do. I haven't yet.
I have Sage.
We might need that Sage, especially after the news that I have right now. I love that he's playing Thriller behind us. It is great because this is a thriller. I am sorry to have to report to any New York Yankee fan. I'm sure tonight you're not watching a game. You're out trick-or-treating because the inevitable has happened, Danielle. Best out of seven. The best out of seven. And the Yankees won zero, none, not
they
one.
They won one. They
Are you sure?
One.
They
yes.
did win one.
Yes, they did win one. Keep it going. Mm-hmm. They won one. And mm-hmm. the worst part is they were killing them last night. When I was watching, it was 5-0. And I was like, they might do this. But after what that fan pulled, they deserve to lose.
Yeah, the fan interference. I think people were looking to press charges against the fans, too. I think so.
They're being lauded as like heroes and all this other stuff. I'm sorry, you deserve to lose. Don't get involved in the game like that. It's wrong. Look, I'm a New Yorker, but you kind of deserved it.
Well, here's the thing. When the Yankees lost in their beautiful pinstripes, it was like Yankee Stadium was strewn with ribbons of gold confetti. That had to hurt. That had to hurt, I think that had to hurt, definitely. Oh, yeah. Look at Tyler's bringing up, if you're watching it live, he's actually bringing up the Yankee fan ejected for the Betts interference. And
two of them. Yeah, you don't do that. I'm sorry.
No, he totally screwed it up with the ball. It's amazing that he even caught the ball. But you know what? That was poor judgment on the fans' part, too. Definitely.
I think they said it was, like, from what I'm hearing, though, they're saying this was not so innocent. Like, these guys kind of premeditated something. So, no, I'm sorry. Like, no. I gotta side with all the Dodgers fans on this. I just, no.
Well, it's...
Yeah, well, sure, let's talk. Yeah, well, I just... Nope. I feel like it's just karma coming back to New York. All our teams suck right now. We don't have one good team. Not one.
No, but you have to realize the Dodgers, right? I don't know if you're aware of this, but they actually had invested $1 billion. That's with a B, $1 billion dollars. And they have everything except complacency is what they're talking about. But could you imagine in a franchise? I understand there's a lot of money in sports, but to commit like $1.2 billion on a team, you better hope that you win.
Yeah, you kind of have to. Like, you'll be the laughing stock if you don't. Like, that's just, I don't know. I think there was so much going on in sports. Like, when it just comes to how you act, like when Otani got hurt with the shoulder and everybody was cheering. No, like he's not a guy that I would cheer for. The Deshaun Watson thing, different circumstance on cheering. Look, when somebody gets hurt, I don't think anybody should cheer, you know, especially when you see some of these guys getting carted off and they're crying.
No, it's different. That's wrong. It is wrong. Yeah. You know,
but I'm going to put an asterisk on this, guys. I'm so sorry. Myles Garrett, and I love me some Myles Garrett, coming out and trying to defend Deshaun Watson. I don't know how you did it. To turn around and be like, this guy's been a model citizen for most of the career. Most is doing some heavy, heavy lifting. That thing is getting a couple hernias with all the lifting it's doing in that statement. I don't think the fans should have cheered when he got hurt. But part of that cheering, I think, was more like, he's been a blight on that whole club that they were just like, finally, he's not coming back. I don't, like I said, I don't think they should have cheered. But at the same point, I don't believe that Jameis Winston and Myles Garrett should have come out to scold the fans the way they did and then try to defend someone like Deshaun Watson, who's got 22 lawsuits of sexual assault and harassment from women on him, plus what he settled. And we still do not know the smoking gun video that was given to the NFL, I think a month and a half ago, that they still have not released from an accuser, from a new accuser. So it's not like this guy's a model citizen there, Myles Garrett. Just take it down a notch a little bit here, and let's stop with the most thing. You could have just been like, hey, guys, I'm disappointed. Like, don't cheer for the dude when he gets hurt, and left it at that. To be like, he's a good guy, and he's just, you know, a Boy Scout. Really, Boy Scout. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, you know,
that's, the whole thing was just wrong. You know what I'm saying? Couple like, incidents when you're watching them on TV, do you find yourself like yelling at the TV?
Oh, God. Like, yeah. When I lived in an apartment, I used to have to slide notes under my neighbor's door when like Dallas and Giants were playing on Monday night. I'd be like, so sorry. You know who's playing.
What did you say in those notes? Now you got my curiosity.
Oh, I would say, so sorry, Cowboys, Giants. Sorry. You know who you're living next to. You know who you're living under. Like, I would just, whoops. You know, Christmas, I would give him like a bottle of wine. You know, my bad. You know what's happening? Like, yeah, you know. Yes, I yell. I scream. Yes, I have thrown things. I have thrown things.
You're one of those. Don't be around you at a game.
Oh, no, no. You can't take me to a game anymore. No, no, no. I'm not allowed. Mm-mm. My husband won't go with me anymore. No. I'm better at home on the couch with the puppies in their jerseys. No, you can't take me anywhere. My friend who used to have Ravens tickets, season tickets, he will not take me to a Ravens game because he's like, you will wind up in Ravens jail. He's like, I cannot take you. No, because I'm always like, oh, the Giants and Ravens are playing. Let's go. He's like, no. No, no, no. He's like, Baltimore is not where we mess around, because he's a diehard Ravens fan. And I'm like, let's go. Let's. He's like, no, I am not taking you there. So no, I'm not allowed to go. Nope. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. One day I'll make it there, but probably not with him, because he's afraid we'll end up in jail. He might be right. I don't like Ray Lewis. He's my arch nemesis. When the world ends, it's going to be me on one side and Ray Lewis on the other. And it's all because of the Sobe commercial where he wore the fedora and turned into the lizard. Why did you have to wear the fedora in the whole commercial? No one else did, but you wore the fedora.
Well.
And this, he also was on the team that beat the Giants when it was scoreless back in, you know, in the Super Bowl. But that's besides the point.
I got it. That's besides
the fedora point. In the Sobe commercial.
Well, Injustice Harley over here is speaking about justice in the sports arena. And it is our Liberty Bell Smack Halloween edition. And I want to give a shout out to one of our ghouls and goblins. Donna Viedrich says the Yankees won one, but they blew it. She's telling me that too. She wants me to get my story straight, I could tell. And by the way, Donna Viedrich is responsible for my glorious sparkly orange scarf this evening. So thank you, Donna. Thank you so much for making me feel like the diva witch that I should be.
Love, Donna.
Hi, Donna. I have a question for you. We want to do Halloween trivia. So if you want to call in and win a prize, you can do so at 888-329-3306. 888-329-3306. And I have a trivia question for you, Danielle.
Oh, here we go.
What dance was allegedly a graveyard smash that caught on in a flash? What
the dance? Monster Mash?
That is right. It's the Monster Mash.
2 points. Ding, ding, ding.
Do the mash.
The
Monster Mash. See, that's how easy it would be. Oh, Tyler's on it. Do you hear him playing the Monster Mash? I hear it.
Yes, I do. It took me a second. Yes. Yes, I do. There we go. Do you know they're doing a Munster marathon right now on Cozy TV for the entire night?
I absolutely love the Munsters. I have to admit that I do.
I hadn't seen the show in so long, and then I watched it and I was like, wow. It was like pretty, for that time, like when you think about it, it was ahead of its time, but even the special effects.
Yeah.
Like just, you know, Herman's makeup, all that stuff. I was like, okay, this is a little ahead of things back then. I give him credit for what they were doing.
Yes.
I thought, you know, when you look at it like for then and now, I mean,
yeah.
All right, we got CGI and stuff, but when you think about it, they had to do everything manually.
They did. It was amazing. I remember Halloween, though, when, and this could be one of our hot topics of the week of
Ooh.
Halloween, is that, do you remember being younger and people would put so much effort and plan their Halloween costumes weeks out in
yes.
advance?
Yes.
And you'd have the makeup and you'd go out mm-hmm. and some people would sew them, like manually mm-hmm. sew this stuff together.
Yes.
And it was such a big thing. And it's like now it's not so much. But I do have, it's another trivia question part of this, but which famous family dressed up as Victoria's Secret Angels in 2018? Which
oh, that sounds like
family?
A Kardashian thing.
Ah, she's a winner. See, folks, that's how easy this trivia would be if you call in at 888-329-3306. The Kardashians.
Of course, they did.
Maybe there's something wrong with me, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, call in to correct me, but I don't understand what the fascination is with the Kardashians.
I'm right with you. I do not understand it. Someone explain it to me. I don't get it. Okay. Like you made a sex tape. Your mom distributed it. I don't get how this catapulted you. That used to be like a no-no.
No.
I don't know. When I was growing up, it was like, don't make a sex tape. You know, my dad's job is to keep me off the pole and keep me from doing pornos. Like that was, you know, like a dad did that. He was like, I've done my kid well. Now it's like, can we do this and distribute it and make you an influencer? Like, I don't get it. It's the tables have turned. I'm not sure. So,
But as we're talking, I see the antics on our chosen producer's face, Tyler over there.
Sorry, Tyler.
Tyler, do you have a fascination with the Kardashians?
No, not at all. My opinion is that they are terrible TV. That's
yeah,
it.
Okay, he's on the same page as us because I'm trying to understand it. And I know there's a huge fascination and call me bad, but I just don't understand it. I can't. And some of it is just, you know, I think over the top. And then when you have your own reality show, of course, you know, some of this stuff is staged. Obviously,
oh, God,
it's
yes.
staged. You know, they're acting like it's not, but it really is. Let's come on. It's reality TV to a point, you know. Because you need to create controversy and all to keep your show alive, you know? So it's not all, you know, roses.
Yeah, but then some of the dumb things they say, you're like, okay, that wasn't made up. Like, you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
just one of those moments where you're like, you really said that. Like, you actually said that. Like, you see Kim in interviews and she's like, you just got to get off your butt and work. People are lazy. Oh, really? Explain to me how you got up off your butt. Oh, you didn't. That's how you started this whole thing. You were on your back. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it just kills me in that sense because it's like, think about where your money started. You know, okay, Kendall, she is a model. Like, she actually gets up and goes to work. I give her credit. I'm not saying, like, I'm not getting into what a model does or doesn't do, like, whatever, but she has a job.
Yeah.
Kylie, you basically take the ColourPop line. And from a private label and you make it yours. And you're a millionaire. Oh my God. Okay, I'm the youngest millionaire ever. But if you weren't Kylie Jenner, you wouldn't have the line. And that's all because, let's go back to this, Kim had a sex tape. So all your money is porn money. That's it. It's like if we were doing Blood Diamonds or 6 Degrees of Separation of Kevin Bacon, this would be 6 Degrees of Separation of Kim's porno. That's what it would be. It's 6 degrees of separation of her sex tape. Sorry, guys, but that's how they've all made their money. Kendall, I think, would have been a model regardless. She's gorgeous. I think she would have been a model you know, no way she wouldn't have been. I mean, she didn't really have a lot of work done, nothing like that. I personally think she looks like Janice Dickinson, like a young Janice Dickinson to me. So I think she would have been. The rest of them?
I could think of a better family. According to their theme song, which family is said to be creepy and kooky, mysterious and spooky?
Adam's Family. And I bear somewhat of a resemblance to Wednesday when all this makeup is off and you can see my circles.
And Tyler is on it because I'd rather talk about the Adams Family than the Kardashians.
I agree with you.
Now that was a great family show right there. I loved it.
Here's a fact. Gomez stepped in and played with the original Joker in the Batman and Robin with Adam West before Frank Gorshin. He played the Joker. The Riddler. Not the Joker, the Riddler. That was me. Yep. In the birthday cake, where they were sinking into the birthday cake, it was a black and white episode.
Really? Yes. Wow.
Well, I got to tell you, stepped in.
You look fantastic. And for our listeners, if you want to see what we look like on the Liberty Bell Smack Halloween edition, find us on Facebook Live on the WWDP page or Liberty Bell Smack. You can see us. Now, you're all dressed up and Tyler's dressed up and I'm somewhat, because I'm going to tell you, here is a hot topic for this week.
Oh,
is that... I'm in my office. Mm-hmm. I love it. He's playing all these cool Halloween songs. And this one might be for that. I walk out of my office after a client and all I see, and you have to understand, this is a town where not much happens, okay? It's usually just easy and going. But when you hear sirens and helicopters, there is, if you're in Jersey, called the Garden State Parkway, that in some places could probably be like the most dangerous highway in some of them, because they built it where there's so many lanes now that there's no room for error. You better not look down because you are going to smash into somebody. Where the parkway used to be two or three lanes, now they have five or six lanes on the parkway. And you're driving. So usually when accidents happen, because they did it towards this exit, we were thinking, that's probably what it is. But then when I got outside, there was like fire trucks and police cars pulling up and like skidding. You know how they go, like, what is going on? I look up and I see a CBS 2 News helicopter hovering. And then I'm noticing that out of the town, there's five other towns of fire trucks. I've never seen so many firemen. Now I'm looking for smoke. You know how you go looking for smoke? There's no smoke. And then all of a sudden I see special operations trucks coming and hazmat trucks. And around the corner, I can't see what's going on, but I see that they blocked it off. Now, you know me, inquiring minds. I'm not just going to sit there because I'm like, I'm worried about my clients coming. Can they park? Can they even get in? You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm walking down the street and I hear, excuse me, ma'am, stay back. Stay back for your safety, for your safety. So I'm sitting
there
going,
for my safety.
All right, there's a school on the corner, so I'm thinking the worst, you know, and today's the world's climate. Let's figure. You just don't know nowadays, right? So, you know, when you start saying, should I even be here or should I just close up and go home and call my clients for their safety? But I'm still trying to figure it out because now another helicopter shows up on the scene. And then I see like this, they have this New Jersey 12 news truck pull up on the scene and everything. It turned out that somebody at this traffic light, which, by the way, is a residential area, literally went head on into this big hair salon. That's this house has been here. It's converted to a hair salon that people are in there getting their hair done and on the other side, which I didn't see. And like literally drove into this building, which now it looks like that they had like all this tape around it saying collapse zone and all this stuff. Figuring maybe because it hit head on, the hazmat truck is there maybe for gasoline and then all the products in the salon. Maybe
The ammonia.
You know, or maybe they hit a gas line. I have no idea what's going on. But when I tell you a mess, when I say to you how much of a mess, I couldn't believe it. And I'm sitting there. When I realized what it was, you like start saying a quick prayer for everybody involved because the ambulances are there. And I never seen it like this before. And, you know, of course, though, you have to look at the news, you know, the helicopter being like, hi, mom. You know, just in case they're watching this thing. But it was so funny because my mom would be watching this particular news channel. And I actually had, like, we had to call her to say, hey, just letting you know, we're okay. Because when you see that, you know, where my my office is, it's right there. It's going to be right there on the news. And then she'd probably be like, oh my God, what happened to my daughter? Oh my God. You know, so we had to do those phone calls to put mom at ease. But it set me off for today. I wanted to be all dressed up like you with all this makeup and all on. And I had to actually go to my office because I had to close for some hours because of all this happening.
And then rebook.
Oh, and everything. It was just, I'm just so glad that my clients were all healthy and good, you know, and everything was there. But my heart goes out, and I'm going to shout it out to the Cranford Police Department and EMS and everything.
Wow.
And the response of, you know, I saw Elizabeth there and all of these places. Thank you for just coming out and rescuing everybody and doing the job that you did to clean it up as efficiently as you could. But I'm sorry to hear what happened. And from what I understand on Facebook, the hair salon, the woman that owns it apparently just renovated the inside of it and everything.
Oh.
So their hearts go out to her, you know, because I was reading like these stories and I'm like, but there was no deaths involved, thank God, you know. And
wow.
Said, after that, kind of minor injuries. And when you're looking at it, you're going, minor. You had to see it. And I was like, and this was something that normally doesn't happen. So I don't know if something happened with the driver to hit that hard, you know, because there's a stoplight right there. It's on the corner of a stoplight. So, and there was no other cars, vehicles that I saw involved except this one car that just drove in. And it's a brick house, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Just there. So anyway, it was unbelievable. So I just wanted to give a shout out to hope that everybody was okay. But therefore, I would have had a green face and all cute like witch. So I went to
you get a pass.
Maybe you could call me Glenda somehow. But we have a shout out to a listener who used to listen to Liberty Bell Smack all the time, and I haven't heard from him in a while, Mr. Mickey Delaney. He's saying, hi, Marianne. Hi, Danielle. So thank you
for
tuning in and, well, you know, listening in and watching us. I hope you're in costume as well. And I have something cool to tell you.
Ooh, cool. I'm all ears.
My sister had come to my office on this given day that I'm talking about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes in, and I'm going to hold it up, but it's a cool turquoise bracelet, and it has like this little animal on it, and I thought it was cool. Well, apparently, she has enrolled me to meet Nettles. Nettles is a 10-foot manatee who received a thorough health checkup in Cumberland, Georgia. Get this one. She was outfitted with a GPS satellite tag to monitor her travels, collect data, and manage threats to manatees migrating into coastal Georgia and the Carolinas during warmer months. And the data helps experts understand how manatees are adjusting to the drastic loss of food sources along Florida's East Coast. And now I could officially track. Here's Nettles,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're watching on Facebook, that you can meet Nettles. The little manatee that I will keep updating you on, but I thought was quite cool that when you go to meet Nettles and you go to these sites, they have other animals. You could track sharks, elephants, giraffes, wolves. She was showing me everything. I couldn't believe that people do this, but my sister had a whole armful of bracelets. So she's so giving because she wants to track and she likes to save the animals and stuff. But she said to me, you now are a proud follower of Nettles the manatee. So I just thought I'd bring that up on the show. So thank you, Kathleen. That was very sweet of you.
That's awesome. I watched Nessie Cam. Does that count?
Yeah.
Loch Ness.
Really?
They have cameras all around Loch Ness. So you can try to spot Nessie.
Really?
Yes. And I've watched. I haven't spotted her yet. But one of these days I will. But yeah, you can go. You can go on the Nessie cam and just look for Nessie, and like see if she pops up. And she's like, "Hey, what's up?" So yeah. And people have actually spotted her. And then you go to like the registry, and you have to fill out a form that says like when you did, you know, what you saw and everything. And they'll decide if it's an actual sighting, and it goes on the registry. And people have done it, and they've gone on the registry. Not a lot, because, you know, it's hard when you're not there, and you know.
Right.
But people have done it. I'm going to get on the registry. That's going to be my goal. Like, be an official Loch Ness monster witness.
I would think that's cool. But you know what happened? If I had a live cam, I would probably waste all my time, like, squinting at the camera and seeing on the screen, do I see it? Do I see it? Do I see it? Wait, is that it? Is that it? You know, I would be stuck watching it, yeah. I think.
Yeah, I'm getting close to that. I'm trying not to, but yeah, I'm getting like the slight of the session is starting to grow, especially now that they think they've heard a heartbeat. And now they have like all this new sonar. It's happened like all in the past couple of weeks. There's been like all these new Nessie developments. So yeah, I'm getting slightly obsessed again. So my husband's like, you know, cutting down my webcam time with Nessie, because I'm really sure she's popping up for me. Positive. It's going to happen. So he's like, he's kind of like, don't you have writing to do and stuff like that? And I'm like, okay, you know, which, by the way, I have a little cool announcement. Yeah. Tyler's privy to it. But I am officially a number one best-selling author.
Woo! That's awesome! Oh my God, congratulations, Danielle.
I got the little yellow tag for a day on Amazon.
Yay!
Locked out of heaven, Kindle became a number one bestseller. Yay! So, oh my God, I have no idea how it happened. None at all. I did call Amazon to make sure there wasn't like a hacking or a fluke, like, you know, that they were like, oh, we counted wrong. Sorry. I did call because I was like, is this true? And they were like, no, it's legit. I'm like, okay, just want to make sure before I go like pop the champagne and lose my mind and cry. Because I did cry when I saw it. I did cry. But yeah, so I'm locked out of heaven. I just want to say thank you to everybody. And if you haven't read it, go read it because it's only 99 cents. So I'm not going to break your bank. And, you know, and all I'm keeping now, I've decided I'm going to keep all my Kindles moving forward, 99 cents.
Well, there you go. And speaking of things to purchase, we here on Liberty Bell Smacks Halloween Edition have some stuff to give away with a pledge to help support us. Don't we, darling? Ms. Yeah. Harley, can you tell us what you have for somebody who pledges $20 to $25?
I am going to give away Danius and Jaden, the physical book, and I'm going to give away one From the Ashes audiobook that has the other novella, Fire, Ice, Acid, and Heart. You will get two things. You'll get the physical book that I will autograph of Danius and Jaden, the second novella, and I will give you the audiobook of From the Ashes with Fire, Ice, Acid, and Heart, the other novella.
Well, there you go. Now, I...
Only this week.
$20 to $25. You can cleanse those chakras with extreme chakra cleansing for a supercharged life. And when you do that, you can sit in one place and do it. I wouldn't recommend driving in a car to do it, but it will teach you how to meditate with your eyes open, which is so fantastic. Now, those people who are writing in and saying they might want a little bit higher, if we go over $25, starting at the $50 mark, $50, what would you give?
I'm going to give them all three audiobooks.
Oh, my God.
This is the only week. Because I made number one, I am feeling very generous and very grateful. So I will gift you all three audiobooks. Oh, actually, I have four. I have four out now. Yeah, I got four out. I will give you Locked Out of Heaven, Thine Eyes of Mercy, From the Ashes with the novella, and Kingdom Come. I will give you all four audiobooks. I will get them through Audible to you. You will get all four and you can binge them.
Well, that'll be awesome. There you go.
This week.
And I will give you the hard copy of Road to Success, Volume 2, which I co-authored with Jack Canfield, the Chicken Soup for the Soul originator, teaching you how to get back on the road if you don't know what happened to you. Discover yourself and find out you can believe in yourself. So I will give that away, an autographed hard copy of that book. And you also might find something else in that package of a surprise, but I can't tell you the surprise because it's only for Halloween. That I can tell you.
It's not candy.
No, and I will tell you that Donna Viedrick is saying fantastic. Congratulations, Danielle. So
thank you, Donna. And I'm going to accept the friend request. I don't go on Facebook a lot. Get me through Instagram.
There you go.
I'm good on Instagram.
That's what we're going to go ahead and offer. Now, I have a question for you. This is a Halloween costume question, Missy. You should be good at this, right?
Okay. Yes.
What character was unsurprisingly the most popular Halloween costume of 2023? And a hint, it is a woman's costume. Then again, depends how you look at this. But what character was unsurprisingly the most popular Halloween costume of 2023?
2023? You see, I would go with a superhero, which is you can't ask me these things because I'd be like, oh, ready? Who came out in 2023? What movies?
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
Barbie.
Life in plastic. It's fantastic.
Margot Robbie's version.
Yes, okay. Barbie was the hottest costume for 2023. I can't say I got through the whole thing. I started watching it
when I watched it with
playing
my
over the UK. I was on the plane and I started it. I have to admit to you, I just didn't get through it.
I love Margot, but I didn't get the movie.
When it all opened and it was all in pink,
I was in. Totally in.
I was like, okay, this might have some things. And then I don't know if it was just my headphones in the plane that just didn't sound right or whatever, but I was like, I can't do it.
I liked Ryan Gosling. I thought it was funny that he went all in. He was totally campy. I got him. I kept looking and I was like, oh, I had that. But then it went left and I was like, I don't, what is happening here? I don't know. I didn't see a big deal with it. I'm sorry. I know I've just upset a lot of people, but didn't get it. Sorry. But Ryan Gosling was good. Mm-hmm. Liked him. He was funny.
Don't get me wrong. I have to admit, I didn't watch the whole thing. So spoiler alert, I don't know.
Didn't miss much. Didn't
someone
get it.
Actually writing me a private message, one of our listeners saying, where is Mark? So I'm letting you know Mark is now the invisible man. So if you could find his square, we're looking for it too on the Facebook Live. But we were waiting to hear his voice. Wait, let's see if we could do it again. Can we? Mark, are you there? Crickets. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing.
Tumbleweed just blew through.
His costume is so good. I mean, he wins the award for best costume. Absolutely. I have to tell you. Donna was trying to guess here. She was saying that she thought the popular costume was Elsa from Frozen. And that was a good guess.
Elsa. Yeah.
Elsa. Yeah. Did I say Elsa? Yeah, I did, didn't I?
Oh, it happens. I get confused all the time. I do have one quick hot topic that I thought was really cool.
Yes, please.
Do you know there's a company out there that has made web shooters for Spider-Man?
Really?
Web shooters. Yes, that can actually, they can shoot them. Just like he does, right, out of these cartridges, and they can actually grab things and pull themselves.
Really?
Two things. You can't swing just yet, but they're working on it now. So you can swing just like Spider-Man. And they said they should be able to do it in the next couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks just like they said the Miles Morales version and the Tom Holland, Peter Parker version. It's
right.
Not Toby. He doesn't come out of the wrist or anything. We ain't even going to start that crap, but they figured it out, and it's a polymer, this blend that when it hits the air, it kind of, changes, and it's this whole chemical reaction thing, but they have figured it out, and it comes out and it looks kind of like the Todd McFarlane. If you're a comic book fan, you understand that spaghetti kind of look,
right?
It looks like that. And yes, you can shoot it out, grab something and pull it to you. People are going to have web shooters soon. I'm getting one. I don't know how expensive it is, but yeah, I'm going to save up. I'm going to get a web shooter. I'm going to be Spider Woman running around this place. Heck yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a cool idea.
I love it.
By the way, cool looking. I'm telling you, you don't need a special occasion to do that. Okay. Whenever you feel like coming on and doing this, you are more than welcome.
Oh, I'll be running around this place. I read it to my husband. He was like, no. Like, I was halfway through the whole thing. He was like, no. No, I know what you're thinking. No. No, he's like, the pups are going to be running around with web all over them. He's like, no. He's like, this is a bad idea. I'm like, I'm getting one.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah. I hope he's watching this because, if he'd like to call in to have that little conversation over the air at 888-329-3306, I'm sure that would be for interesting radio. And I can tell you that just by judging the look on your face right now.
Oh, I'm going to get yelled at for that. Don't worry about it.
I know. Well, I have a hot, hot, hot topic because it's hot, hot, hot off the presses.
Let's hear it.
Tyler's on to it. Mission to Mars CD, right? With the commemorative thing every week. I am proud to say that Deco Entertainment, our record label, was making a visit here to Shalanda Land Studios on Saturday. And the brand new vinyl edition is out of Nectar's Mission to Mars. Here is the back of it. It's pretty cool from the stage. Mm-hmm. And then when you open it, you have, they made it look like the planet. So you have all of the lyrics and the story behind Mission to Mars as well. But here's the cool thing. Memphis Record Press did the album. Here is what the album looks like. And it is purple splatter. It's hard to get onto the light. It is purple splatter.
No, you
splatter.
Can see it. That looks
and
cool.
And if you go to my Facebook page or Nectar the Legendary Rock Band page, you can see the making of how they had the bin and it had like all these little crystals in it and how that's they start cool. forming it and then they press it. So it is purple splatter to make it. And it also has like
that's
a red
really
hue and
cool.
a purple hue. And this is the new Nectar album hot off the press. And
wow.
it features all of the songs that you've heard us on tour. And I'm proud to announce we will be going back out on tour. Dates are getting finalized as we speak. You're looking at the end of January, March, April, and even into May and July. July hitting places like Scandinavia, Belgium, ooh. Germany. We're doing the festivals. Those festivals bring in 15,000 to 20,000 fans. So we're so excited. So this
awesome.
Record is out. So get your copy today, because when I tell
one.
You, not only at Deco Entertainment, however, I could tell you from the Nectar store, because I do run that store, there's not many copies left. They're going to have to
put
probably
one aside for me. I need one.
You want one aside for you, but I
yes.
have to tell you, this here is absolutely wonderful, and we are so excited, and I thank you, Tyler, for always being on cue so we could hear Mission to Mars, and I'm happy to tell you, it's climbing the charts in Pittsburgh. It's still number one on the radio stations and things that I have done there, and I thank all of the fans and everybody who's written in from this show, too, who purchased CDs or they got their shirts. Now, I hope Nectar can hear this, because you're going to appreciate this. Really quick, is that one thing women can't stand is crew neck t-shirts. Crew neck
yes.
t-shirts are not flattering. And I want Nectar to hear me loud and clear that, and I want your opinion on air because I'm getting it from everywhere. We want some V-neck t-shirts, don't we? Us ladies need V-neck.
I like V-necks. I also like racer back tank tops.
Well, there you go. And if I can't get the tank top, because I ran into people who found sewing shears
and cut them.
Oh, yes. They came up with great designs. Some of them were really sexy. I was like, I want that Nectar shirt. Like, I could make you one. Just, I need to get another shirt. And they bought them at the, you know, the shows, and they were just like, they are the most unflattering things. And even people are writing in now, V-neck, please. Yes, Donna, I heard you. And they need to be V-neck. So, mm-hmm. you know, I want Nectar to hear this out loud on the air. I'm throwing it out there. You're a woman. They're writing in right now saying V-neck, V-neck, V-neck. Us women want V-neck. And I'm sure some men out there would really appreciate that. I'm sure
they want the V-neck too.
And I'm not going to say anything further, but I think it would be a very good idea.
Too.
I think it would be great. So I hope you heard me with my little evil laugh. Because
they want it too.
I want to hear the record. The vinyl is awesome. I'm so excited how this came out. It's just wonderful. And
it looks amazing.
What's nice is because they didn't put, people are like, why is the album on the shorter side for an LP? And the reason is because when you have these grooves, there's mm-hmm. all kinds of things that you cannot like get the bass and the volume that you need normally
yeah.
if you start crushing down the sound. And I don't know the technical terms, people. You have to listen to Nectar interviews. They tell it to you like it is, you know. But that's why. And this record here, when you put it on, it doesn't even sound like vinyl. It's unbelievable. It's
wow.
really well done. And
that's really cool.
Thanking Memphis Pressing Record Press that actually did this. And if you go to my page, you could see the whole making of it. And it's only like a 3-minute video, if that, you know, but it is so cool to see how vinyl
that's
is made
cool.
out of some crystals in a bin that they start on, press it, and then it turns into this. It's absolutely amazing to me.
That's very cool.
And I will put an album aside for you, Don. People are writing in asking me to do that. I can do that. But I have to tell you, this Halloween special went so fast, but those cookies are calling me, I have to tell you. And
I put aside some candy. I got in trouble last night while I was doing it, but it's waiting for me.
A whole hour has gone past. You, my dear Injustice Harley, I love your costume. Thank you for being so enthusiastic and doing what you did. I love you in blonde hair too. Very cool. And Tyler, I love you. Look, he's so great. He's got his little sheriff badge on and everything. Look at him. He's got it. Look at, oh, he's got the shoes too. Look at that.
He is large and in charge.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There it is. I absolutely love
it. The authority.
And myself as the little good witch that we're going to be. But it is that time that we have to say goodbye, and we have to do it kind of quickly. So, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back next week on Liberty Bell Smack on Thursday night, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, primetime drive time for you folks in the East. I am Marianne Costello, along with Daniel Orsino, excuse me, and our chosen producer, Tyler. And now it's ready to count it down. Are you ready?
Ready.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liberty Bell Smack.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Great job, girls.